Good morning and welcome to Sharpening Our Souls, the ministry of Old River Baptist Church with Senior Pastor Danny Binney. We're excited that you're joining us this morning, and we would love it if you could come and be a part of our morning worship and Bible study at the church on Old River. To find out our service times, you can visit us on the web at www.oldriverbaptist.com, or you can call our church office at 281-576-6030. Let's join our pastor this morning as he delivers our sermon from the Word of God.
My youngest son, his mother-in-law lives in Amarillo. And so last week, Mark drove his family to Amarillo, and then he caught a plane and came back, and we picked him up at the airport yesterday. And so he was at home by himself last night, and I don't know how many of you know Mark and how jumpy Mark is. But anyway, when he was going to bed last night, he thought, I'm going to turn on the baby monitor because it makes a little noise, and that'll maybe help me, you know, go to sleep. Maybe some of you have one of those little white noise machines. I mean, we have one to cover up the loud noise that I'm making over there on my pillow. But anyway, they have this baby monitor, and it's hooked up into their daughter's bedroom. Well, Mark didn't know, and I'd never heard of this, that when you turn those monitors, if they were turned off, you turn them back on, the last scene that was on the monitor comes up on the monitor. Mark called me at 10:15 last night. He said, Dad, I thought I had a baby in the house because Kelsey came up on the screen when he turned it on. He knew he had left her in Amarillo with them. But he said, man, I saw that. And then after it was there for a little bit, then it went off. But he said, man, I thought I had a baby in the house. Folks, there's a baby in the house this morning. And we are here to celebrate him. There's an old hymn that says, I love to tell the story. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory. I love to tell the story of Jesus and his love. The stories of Jesus. We read this morning. You heard these words. The angel saying to the shepherds, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. One of these days, the sky shall unfold, and we shall behold him. We shall behold him. Behold, here comes Jesus. The Bible teaches us that he came the first time as a suffering servant, but when he comes back, friends, it's going to be as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and no one is going to miss it. No one is going to wonder what's happening or who's coming. They're going to know. The Bible says that at the name of Jesus, every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. We shall behold him. The disciples were with him, and a few hundred more were with him as he was talking with them. And as he was talking with them, he began to go up. And as he was talking with them, they saw him carried up into heaven and out of sight. And angels appeared to them and said, why stand ye gazing, O men of Galilee? This same Jesus whom you have seen go into heaven shall return again in like manner. Jesus. I love the stories of Jesus. people, some ladies, ran to the disciples and they said, "We have seen him. We have seen him." And so they took off to the empty tomb. And there, just as he had said, the stone had been rolled away and he had made his way out. And now into the hearts of mankind all over this planet for all time. Because you see, here comes Jesus. Here comes Jesus. Oh, amazing how Jesus does that. The disciples decided they would go fishing. And they went out in the boat. And a storm came up and they looked up. And behold, here comes Jesus. And he's walking on the water. Here comes Jesus. And he is coming toward them. And Simon Peter wants to be able to get out of the boat and come to him. And he says, "Come." And so he does. Here comes Jesus. He was a man who had a son that was tormented by demons. He was a man who had a son, and his son was in church. And the Bible says that this son had a devil in him. By the way, the devil goes to church, in case you're wondering, in case you have missed that, in case you wonder, how is it that church isn't always just wonderful and peaceful and there's never a problem? It's because the devil goes to church. As a matter of fact, he has perfect attendance. And Jesus showed up in church one day, and there was this young man, and the demon got a hold of him, and Jesus, here comes Jesus, and he heals this young boy, and he came out of him. She had been sick for 12 years, but here comes Jesus, and she thought, if I can just touch the hem of his garment. And she did, and power went out from him, and she was made whole. He was one of Jesus' dearest friends. And Jesus heard that he was sick. But whenever Jesus got there, they said, "Never mind. He's been dead 4 days, but I got news for you, friends. It's never too late for Jesus." Now, I don't know what is going on in your life today. I don't know what has been taking place in your life, but it's never too late for Jesus. Now, I'm not going to call somebody's name, but I just looked at someone that everyone would have probably thought, man, it's too late for Jesus, but she is sitting in here. Because of Jesus and because of prayers, and the doctors said themselves what a miracle it was. It's never too late for Jesus. He couldn't see. He'd been blind from birth. And yet Jesus came by one day, and he reached down and he grabbed some dirt and he spit on it. And he put that mud on his eyes, and then he went and washed that mud away. And because Jesus came, the testimony of that man from then on was, "All I know is that once I was blind, but now I see. Now I see." He'd been lame from birth. And he would lay there by the pool and believed that if he could get in the waters whenever they stirred, because they believed that an angel stirred the waters, and if you could be the first one in, you would be healed. And so he's laying there wishing he could get in, and here comes Jesus. Here comes Jesus. And he asked him about it. He said, "Well, no one is there to put me in the pool." And Jesus said, "Take my hand. Arise and walk." And the Bible says he not only walked, but he carried his bed off with him. There are other instances where Jesus came to people like that who couldn't walk, who couldn't see, who couldn't hear, who couldn't speak, who were possessed of demons, and Jesus came. We find him in the temple. We find him there whenever he's just 12 years old. He came to the people there in the temple, and he was amazing. He amazed the teachers in the temple at what he knew as a child from the Word of God. And here comes Jesus. And here we are today, choosing to be in the house of the Lord today on Christmas Day, choosing to wait to open presents perhaps, choosing to come and hoping that the preacher isn't going to go on and on and on today. And I got news for you, I'm not. Because Dana's got lunch ready too, so. And here we are, and here comes Jesus. And the shepherds were abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And the Bible says that an angel appeared to them and said, if you'll go to Bethlehem tonight, you'll find a babe wrapped up tightly in these clothes, lying in a manger. And he will be the Savior of the world. Oh, my goodness, what a difference a day can make. There it was. And have you ever had anything happen at night that really sticks out in your mind? I want to tell you something. I got to thinking about that. I was saved at night. As a matter of fact, it was a Thursday night. The pastor came to our house before church that was taking place that Thursday because we were having a revival meeting, which some folks don't even know what that means. But anyway, a revival meeting. And that Thursday night, I stepped out and walked down to the front of the church and took my pastor by the hand and made my decision to accept Christ public. Some of the greatest things that ever happened to me happened at night. I was called to preach at night on July the 4th, 1969. I came home because I had to go to work early that next morning, working a construction job for Brown & Root Construction. And I went to bed early that night. Hadn't been able to sleep. And I got up that night and I said, Lord, okay, Lord, I will preach. Lord, I know you never make a mistake, but you've messed up. You've missed it on this one, but if that's what you want. And so on the night of July the 4th, I proposed to my wife at night. Now, that was an awesome night for me. I'm not sure she looks back on that and thinks the same thing. Almost 40 years ago, on the second Sunday night of January, this church voted on me. Some of the greatest things in my life have happened at night. And all on that night, here were these unlikely ministers of the word, these shepherds who came and saw this babe. What a night it was. What an awesome night that was. And they became the first New Testament missionaries because they went out and made widely known what they had experienced. What a night. What an awesome night. What a holy night. I want to invite you to stand.
Once again, we'd like to thank you for joining us for Sharpening Our Souls, the ministry of Old River Baptist Church. If you'd like to contact this ministry, you can do so by visiting www.oldriverbaptist.com or you can call the office at 281-576-6030. Our mailing address is 12948 FM 1409, Dayton, Texas, 77535. Thank you for joining us. We look forward to seeing you next week for another edition of Sharpening Our Souls.